The Kingdom of Glory, December 25, our curriculum. For our knowledge is imperfect, but when the perfect comes, the imperfect will pass away. 1 Corinthians 13, 9 and 10, Revised Standard Version. By faith we should look to the hereafter and grasp the pledge of God of a growth of intellect, the human faculties uniting with the divine, and every power of the soul being brought into direct contact with a source of light. We may rejoice that all that has perplexed us in the providences of God will then be made plain. Things hard to be understood will find an explanation. There all who have wrought with unselfish spirit will behold the fruit of their labors. The outworking of every right principle and noble deed will be seen. Something of this we see here, but how little of the result of the world's noblest work is in this life manifest to the doer. How many toil unselfishly and unworriedly for those who pass beyond their reach and knowledge. Parents and teachers lie down in their last sleep, their life work seeming to have been wrought in vain. They know not that their faithfulness has unsealed springs of blessing that can never cease to flow. Only by faith they see the children they have trained become a benediction and inspiration to their fellow men, and the influence repeat itself a thousandfold. Many a worker sends out into the world messages of strength and hope and courage, words that carry blessings to hearts in every land, but of the results he, toiling in loneliness and obscurity, knows little. So gifts are bestowed, burdens are borne, labor is done. Men sow the seed from which above their graves others reap blessed harvests. They plant trees that others may eat the fruit. They are content here to know that they have set in motion agencies for good. In the hereafter, the action and reaction of all these will be seen. Of every gift that God has bestowed, leading men to unselfish effort, a record is kept in heaven. To trace this in its wide-spreading lines, to look upon those who by our efforts have been uplifted and ennobled, to behold in their history the outworking of true principles, this will be one of the studies and rewards of the heavenly school.